the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary, please take the roll.
Seventeen senators present this morning. Senators Holman and Rohde are excused from the call of Senate today. Senator Holman is present.
Now, I don't know how to handle this. Will the Senate please rise for prayer?
Certify as the correctness of the journal for the 50th legislative day.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 50th legislative day be approved as certified.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Ray?
My pleasure, the privilege to introduce Terry Moore. She is an RSVP student from Skagway.
Welcome to the chambers, Terry. Are there any messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the other house.
Message of March 3rd. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill number 267 amended by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to motorist informational signs.
State Affairs Judiciary.
That is the only message from the House today.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 112, Corporate Dissolution and Reinstatement and Fees Paid by Businesses and Corporations. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass with a new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Hackney, Bennett, and Curtula. Senator Ray and Senator Holman signed no recommendation. SB 112 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 345, making supplemental and special capital appropriations to the Department of Natural Resources. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Curtula, Behrenkamp, Dankworth, Meeland, and Bennett. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation, SB 345, as a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 383, making a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Governor, European and Asian offices. And a majority of the committee recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title. And a majority do pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Hackney, and Sumner. Senators Ray, Curtula, and Bennett signed no recommendation. SB 383 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 396, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Corrections, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title and do pass, assigned Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Curtula, Sumner, Hackney, and Bennett. 396 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill number 597, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race, and recommends do pass, assigned Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senator Coleman, Ray, Curtula, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner. HB 597 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are the standing committee reports today.
Reports to special committee?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate Bill.
Senate Bill number 505 by the Commerce Committee by request, an act raising the age of qualification for a driver's license from 16 years to 18 years of age.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 506 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to Rural CAP for a study identifying the needs of preschool age children and for a plan to meet those needs and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 507 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council by request, an act increasing state aid to school districts to 100% of basic need under the Public School Foundation Program and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 508 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council by request, an act relating to the limits on the amount of student loans and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 509 by the Finance Committee, an act establishing telecommunications divisions in the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, transferring telecommunications and data processing functions to those divisions, and changing the name of the department to the Department of Commerce, Economic Development, and Telecommunications, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are the bills this morning, Mr. President. We have no calendar.
This brings us on to unfinished business. And at this time, I'd like to give Senate Bill 495 an additional referral to finance. Does anybody have anything on the unfinished business? Special order? Committee announcements. Senator Sackett.
Finance will be meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30 to 10 o'clock. Budget review.
Senator Ziegler.
Judiciary at 1:30 this
afternoon. President.
Senator Collette.
Stand at ease, please.
Uh, Senator Bennett?
Are we still under committee announcements?
You're under committee announcements, sir.
Regulation Review Committee will meet this evening at 7 p.m. Butkovich Room to go over the hand trolling regulations.
Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, there will be a Republican luncheon at noon today at the Baranoff Hotel Capitol Room. The guest speaker will be the Commissioner of the Department of Labor, Ed Orbeck.
Senator Holman?
Mr. President, the Legislative Council meets tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon in the Senate Finance Room.
Are there any further committee announcements? I'd like to take this time to inform the body that the report done by the special investigator will be available to the press at 4:30 this afternoon. I'd prefer nobody make any real remarks on it until after that time.
Where is the report?
It's in my office, and yesterday it arrived at 4:30, and we started immediately dispersing it to those people involved, Marcus Jensen, William Sumner, Edward Dankworth. And I've told the press that they have 24 hours to look at it before it will be released to the press, at which time I'll release the report to the press. It's a rather voluminous document, and it'll take a little bit of digesting, but I think that by tonight, why, anybody's free to make any remarks they wish. Are there any further announcements? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move a national unanimous consent to Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.